White, Emma. St. Helena, California, September 17, 1906. My dear daughter, Emma White. Some time ago, we received a letter from Edson saying that you were seriously ill and that he was just about to start for Battle Creek. Later, we received a telegram saying that you were in a dangerous condition, and still later, another telegram informing us that you had passed the danger point. Now we have received from Brother Amadon a letter giving the particulars of your recovery in answer to prayer. Oh, how thankful I am for this news that the Lord has heard prayer in your behalf. I praise Him for His loving kindness. Let us give to His name all the glory. Dear daughter Emma, I am relieved of a great physical strain that has been caused by my anxiety regarding your condition. I have prayed the Lord to shield you by His mercy, and I believe that He has answered the prayers offered in your behalf. I praise our God with heart and soul and voice. Let us ever put our trust in Him and never question or doubt His goodness. We are rich in the possession of so compassionate a Savior and a Redeemer rich in grace to impart to all who ask in faith. He invites us to come to Him without money and without price. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Why do we not trust fully and entirely in the Lord? I am holding fast to the promises of God. At our Oakland camp meeting, the latter part of July, I spoke 6 times. On the last Sabbath of the meeting, I spoke in the large tent, but I could not then lay down my burden. Our brethren called for those to come forward who desired especially to seek the Lord. I spoke again, earnestly entreating all to take their stand firmly for God. This many did, and I united with others in prayer. The Lord gave us precious victories at this meeting. Instead of being wearied by such a taxing effort, I felt refreshed, and this was my experience each time I spoke at the camp meeting. If ever I felt around me the everlasting arms, I did on this occasion. Since the camp meeting, I have labored constantly. I have spoken to large congregations at the sanitarium, in Oakland, and last week in Mountain View. I have felt perfect freedom from pain, and my head has been clear. I can walk up and down stairs easily. This is indeed a manifestation of the power of God in my behalf, and I praise His holy name. I write this in haste, as I wish it to go by the first mail. May the Lord bless you and Frank, and your sister and your niece. Let us all praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice.